Talking and Painting, episode 5. Hello, good morning people, how's it going? You alright? Just want to talk about a few things today. I want to talk about failure. So this morning I believe I failed. What I mean by that is I was supposed to get up at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 5:30 and go to the gym. I didn't. I'm late, I'm on the way now. Time is 8:36. So I have no idea why I woke up late. My body was just too exhausted. I had adequate sleep, had the required sleep, I don't know why. It's just one of those things that happens. So I feel a little bit down about it because I've got a structure to my day and I like to start work about 7:30, and I like to finish late. But now I've lost a couple of hours, I just feel a little bit sloppy. You know, it doesn't feel great, but what can I do to resolve the situation? Continue going, work later hours, get back in there. You know, it's all about being consistent and not giving up. Otherwise, you can fall into a rut easily. Excuse the background noise. I'm literally, like I said, walking to the gym as we speak. But what am I going to do in the gym? I'm going to do full body exercise, probably about 45 minutes to an hour. After that, sauna for about 10 to 15 minutes. So that should be interesting. So, yeah. If you have something that you're worried about, something that's, you know, not working out, it will work out. As easy as it sounds, it's going to resolve. Pain is temporary. Remember that. Pain is temporary. So just keep going. Don't give up. And work hard. You know, like last week I had one guy. I did a job for one guy. Excuse my language. He didn't pay me. Like, he was a friend actually. That's why I'd be careful working with friends, you know. Friends and friendship and business and friendship shouldn't be mixed. So I felt like I failed, not knowing the fact that I should have taken like 50% up front rather than just doing the full work, doing and not reaping the benefits or getting what I deserve. So I called him and he gave me an excuse and stuff, and seriously, I was pissed off. I wanted to bash his fucking head in. Excuse my language. Like, I'm a humble guy, but I was pissed off. You know, you work for hours and that, and they don't want it. They don't want to pay you. He doesn't want to pay you. Full of bullshit excuses. But that anger, I had to filter out. I had to get rid of it. Because what would that have done? What would that have done if I would have just switched and flipped and done something stupid? Would have done nothing. Would have been in a worse situation, you know, like. But it's really strange as well, like, because as soon as he didn't pay me, the amount of money that he owed me came triple into my account because of another commission. So God works, or the universe works, in mysterious ways, and I'm really grateful for that. So a part of me is saying that's a sign to just leave it and just to go about your business. But things that don't work out, things that are seen as failures, things will go up and down and things will change. It won't always be that way. So it's time to be positive, time to keep going people, time to rise, literally. Okay, have a good day. Take it. Bye.